Blog Talk Radio.
Money machine is all I hear. Where are you? Tearing up the mall. I bought a mall out there. It's a bomb, no fallout gear. No shelter, helter skelter. Rubble like Alka-Seltzer. Look at me, king, I'll melt you. Bars and cars, give them the scrunchy face. Violate, then find out how your lungs you taste. Got money to bungee, you don't want this hate. So I can throw it down and watch it come back up. You fool, but you don't really want this place.
Nah. Slow down, baby, you killing them. Bitches on billboard, none of them bitches is feeling them. Right. Used to blowing up like you helium. Cars like spaceships, niggas thought it was aliens. Woo.
This is Harlem, niggas that push farming. Little homie shoot with the left like James Harden. Excuse me, money never to beg pardon. Jacuzzi in a Sprinter models to take part in. Tell me where the money is at and I'm departing.
Welcome to the auction. We selling flows, richer glow, solid gold, big chains, froze, flashy rings. All you need, what you want, nigga, what you see. Nigga, welcome to the auction. We got it all, soul, bone, fortune, fame, richest cars, vintage frames, links to flow, mix to the flow. Nigga, you already know.
I'm chosen, something like Beethoven, comes out golden anytime I compose it. Watch gruesome, chains ferocious, supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Tough filled with roses. Coming to America, money, we Earl Jones. Yeah. King Joffy, James Brown, now watch it. Yeah. Keep going, knowing they can't stop me. Wearing 40 below, the coast rocking. Lambo truck, same color as broccoli. Acting like Tyson when he was 20-something.
Come on, man.
Seen the money and came, I call that money coming.
Ask for a couple of mil, I say 20-something.
Yeah, I'ma keep on moving, I hear the drummer coming.
Bright like them Times Square lights, the way I bubble something.
Yeah,
nice and ice for the ruck, cause I know the summer's coming. Like men double parked, all the niggas just love the front.
I'm like fucking nigga, this showing something.
Yeah, cause I'm shining like I could glow it up. Throwing money in the air, but I don't own nothing.
Welcome to the auction. We selling flows, richer glow, solid gold, big chains, froze, flashy rings. All you need, what you want, nigga, what you see. Nigga, welcome to the auction. We got it all, soul, bone, fortune, fame, richest cars, vintage frames, drinks to blow, mix to the flow. Nigga, you already know.
Let me show you how to post up. Let me show you how you doing when you leaning on a roaster. Let me show you how you talking. Switch up the way that you walk and you can get it at the auction.
Start rapping and y'all yapping. Niggas shut the fuck up and watch God happen. Come rain, see the hell, no sales. Stop crib on the island, got sales to the mailbox. Still send mail to my homie in the jail spot. Roll a big L, bump big and let a shell pop. Bodyguards tell wifey to the nail shop so you can get popped and she won't rock the Chanel box. You know my city, nigga, Westside Rock, Eastside Bang. She shot Kang so far, GF flex the G5 planes. At least I train. You say it's crazy good, we not sane. F the beats I tame, C shot chain, BY frame for no reason. Somebody gotta be filming this when you got this much guard. Somebody gotta be villainous. Somebody gotta be feeling like a prophecy feminist. We gotta be boss. Somebody gotta be middleman. When you do it this big, somebody gotta be literal. Literally, it's like the lottery pictures. And you ain't who you depicted in a lot of these pictures.
Welcome to the auction. We selling flows, richest glow, solid gold, big chains, froze, flashy rings. All you need, what you want, nigga, what you see. Nigga, welcome to the auction. We got it all, soul, bone, fortune, fame, richest cars, vintage frames, drinks to blow, mix to the flow. Nigga, you already know.
Yo, what up, y'all? This is your homeboy, TTB, man. Tone the Bishop, live and direct. It's actually Wednesday, November 18th. It's fight weekend. Y'all already know the big fight that's happening between Miguel Cotto and Canelo Alvarez. So you know it's going to be fireworks at the Mandalay Bay out here in Las Vegas. So shout out to everybody that's going to be a part of this historic match between Puerto Rico versus Mexico, Mexico versus Puerto Rico. And I'm really anticipating this fight. I'm kind of back and forth who I may think that's going to come up on top. Some days I got Canelo, some days I got Cotto. So it's pretty much a 50-50 type of fight, but most people saying that Cotto will win due to his experience and, you know, saying he really knows, you know, he's been in the game for a while. And a lot of people say Canelo because of the age and the youth and, you know what I'm saying, and the power and this and that. So it's going to be a very interesting match of how this comes. So I just can't wait for them to get it on and, you know what I'm saying, it's just to really see who's going to come out on top and who's going to really be the guy. You know what I'm saying? We all know that Kodo is basically, you know, probably on his last leg as far as, like, continuing to box. But then again, you would never really know, you know what I'm saying, until you get in the ring. So, you know, it's going to be a great fight, and I just can't wait for these guys to really get it on. And I'm just excited, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to all the media press guys that's going to be there, really, you know what I'm saying, giving their opinions and catching in the fight and interviews and stuff like that, though. So it's going to be a historic match, and I'm just happy that I'm a big fan of boxing for this to really occur. So, you know what I'm saying, I would like to hear your thoughts. If you would like to, you know what I'm saying, give your opinion on, you know what I'm saying, the matches that are coming, you know what I'm saying, with the whole card is stacked up with great, great talent. You have, you had the main event, Miguel Cotto, of course, versus Canelo. You know what I'm saying, Rigondeaux is versus, you know what I'm saying, Francisco, you know what I'm saying, for Rigondeaux's ring title. Then you had the Japanese dude, Takeshi versus Francisco Vargas, and Randy Carbello versus Lee Hawkins, and Jason Valdez versus Ronnie Rio. So it's going to be a pretty stacked card, very talented, but I thought Andre Ward was going to come in and do his thing, but, you know, it didn't, I don't know, I heard it was an injury or money issues or something like that, so he pulled out. So, you know, you never may know what may happen, but it's going to be a great, 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 great fight. So make sure y'all tune in and just really support it. And it's going to be on and cracking. So, you know, until then, I'm going to play some more music and come back with you guys.
Now you get another chance, Small. I don't hustle like that. I hustle like this. There's not a second left. You know that tomorrow I'm hustling like there's only one more second left of this hustle.
Don't bother me, I'm working. 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 Don't work.
Can't you see I'm on the phone, bitch? Gone, don't be coming over here with that shit when I'm
working.
Call me Mr. Combs and I'm 9 inches strong. Niggas hating on me, but it's not. When I was 19, I walked in the house and I told my mama she could stop.
Working.
When you niggas used to beatbox on the block, Big and D-Rock, they was getting that. Then I linked up with some niggas from my hood who was known for putting that.
Working.
And if your record ain't had, nah, then your song wasn't.
Working.
Ran into this young Joan, tell her come home, she asked for a check. I said, bitch, is you?
Working.
Now every time she call, I don't even pick up, I just hit her with the text line.
Don't bother me, I'm working. Don't bother me, I'm working.
Yeah, put your hands together.
Don't bother me, I'm working. Don't bother me, I'm working.
Yeah, oh, I ain't finished.
Don't work.
I do this shit for B.I.G., so if you don't like me, fuck you in the building, you
work.
If you see us in the club with the rock by the tub, we ain't have fun, nigga, we
working.
In the DJ booth like an independent group, like, look, this the record, we
working.
Play this shit 100 times, if you don't, we gon' be in here every single night that you
working.
Shout out to my people with a job, I hope you don't fall asleep tomorrow when you
working.
I was macking on this shit, my partner tapped me on the back, I turned around like, nigga, can't you see me?
Working.
Shit,
what's up, y'all? What's going on? What's good? You know what I'm saying? Finna go to the callers and see what's cooking, man. What up? Yo, what's good?
Hello?
Yo, what's good?
Hey, what's going on, Tone?
ChillinWithCheese.com. What's good with you, brother?
How you doing, brother?
All good, man. Everything is well, man. What's cooking on your end?
Nothing, man. Just getting ready for this big fight Saturday night.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes. I'm very anticipating this, man. Very anticipating this. So, who you got, man? Tell us who you got, man.
Oh, man, I don't know. If I'm going with my head, I guess it would be Canelo. But, you know, with the whole youth thing. And I don't think he's quite yet in his prime. I think he's going to get even better. But my heart, maybe with Cotto. So,
right.
I don't know, man.
I don't know.
It should be a great one.
Like I said, I've been going back and forth with this.
Mm-hmm.
I've been saying Cotto. It's a tough one. It's really a tough one, man. So I don't know. I'm like, I don't know because I like both of them. But then again, we all know that age don't mean nothing at the end of the day.
Right.
But then again, it's we don't know. So ain't no telling what may happen. So how would he win, though? I ask you this.
I don't know, man. I for one thing, I don't think the fight will go 12 rounds. I really don't. I think when they get in there, I think Cotto will box. They both will box, but I think they'll both come forward just enough where we're going to have a great fight. They're both really good boxers. I mean, they're underrated as boxers. It's overshadowed by the power that they both have in both hands. But, man, I don't know, man. It's man, then you got the different dynamic with the experience of Cotto, but Canelo proved he can take a punch against Kirkland, and he even came back, and Kirkland kind of stunned him for a second. He just took his time, got himself back together, and he took Kirkland out. So,
yes,
I don't know.
This is what I noticed. In the Kirkland fight, we both watched, you know what I mean? So,
right.
When Kirkland, first round, when Kirkland came out, we all know how Kirkland fight. Shout out to James Kirkland. Can't wait to see you back. But Kirkland came out and he had him up against the ropes.
Right.
Canelo didn't do much till he got, I guess he got his thought process together because he knew he had to fight. He couldn't box.
Right.
He couldn't box.
Right.
So everybody knows when Cotto gets you against the ropes. That's a different ball game.
And see, Cotto is not as reckless as Kirkland, too, because I guess when Cotto gets you in a corner and, you know, he starts using that left hook to the body, and then he kind of takes his time, too. And so that's another thing, because Kirkland was willing to throw the kitchen sink.
Right.
And, you know, Cotto's a smarter fighter. So I don't know, man. I don't know. Whichever way the wind blow on that day, I don't know. I don't know, man.
Because I already said, like, it's really not going the distance. I picked that out. I'm like, it can't go the distance because they both been knocking out people since, you know, saying they got their life together as far as, like, skill-wise. And it's like they power, like, upgraded and,
yeah,
you know, Cotto being with Freddie Roach and Canelo coming off the Mayweather loss and coming out just gunning. And
right.
It's tough.
Yeah,
it's
you can tell Canelo learned a lot since the Mayweather fight a couple years ago. And I think he's a whole lot better than that. And I think he's going to get better. I really do. I think in two or three more years, Canelo's going to be out of this world. I just think, I mean, you can see him now. His punches are even more crisp than they were 2, 3, 5 years ago. I mean, even when you watch him sparring, he's so precise against Kirkland even. But his trouble is with guys that can box and can move, like Lara, like Mayweather. So we'll see. I mean, that may be the plan for Cotto, to box more than just, you know, go in there. So I don't know.
It's whoo, who gonna land that big punch first?
Right.
We're going to really – can Cotto handle Canelo's combos? Can Canelo
right.
handle the left? The left
right.
Hook? So it's a – it's tough, man. And, man, I seen the press – watched the press conference, you know what I'm saying, a little bit. And
mm-hmm.
they both seem anxious to get in there.
Oh, yeah.
And just very confident on both ends. And Canelo is looking – like, he lost a lot of weight. Like, he, like, really, he looking lean, man. He looking real
yeah.
lean, and he pretty much cut up. And Cotto, he looking like he did when he, you know, even though he had on a suit, he looking like he did when he fought Pacquiao. That side.
Okay.
So,
yeah.
It's going to be interesting, man. It's going to be real interesting.
Yeah, they guys, I mean, told you before, I mean, these two guys are, two of my favorites. I just like the way they carry themselves, the way they, you know, they represent the sport. So,
right.
I mean, it's a great night of boxing, man. I mean, you can't, if you're a boxing fan, you can't ask for much more than two guys who, you know, and they, obviously they're going to respect each other after the fight, but, you know, man, they're going to give it their all, you know, when they're in there. So,
yes,
we'll see, man. Yeah, absolutely.
We'll have to see and see who really going to put in that work and who really want to go the distance. You know what I'm saying? Who really, you know what I'm saying? Somebody going to leave their gun at home and going to have to fight with their heart. You know what I'm saying? So
that's right.
Somebody going to have to really, really get it in because this ain't no, yeah, let's go a couple of rounds. No, it's like, no, we finna do this for the country, you know what I'm saying, for the culture. For the boxing
right.
and this and that. So it's a whole lot that goes on the line. But it's another fighter on the card who I feel that is the greatest skilled fighter in the world. My man Rigondeaux.
That's
what's
right.
good?
That's right.
What's good?
You know what? It's fun. We always have fun with this conversation, you know, with you with Rigondeaux, me with Lomachenko, and I cannot wait to see him fight Saturday. this guy, he is, and you are absolutely right, man. He is, his skills are fantastic, man. I enjoy these kind of fighters. I'm really interested to see how he does. I'm not familiar with his opponent. His opponent has a really good record, but I can't say that I've seen his opponent fight, but I mean, he's on that big stage. He's coming back. He's been out of, you know, inactive for a while. So I hope he doesn't have any rust, you know. So we'll see.
Right. Man, I just can't wait, man. And I love skilled fighters. I like cats that can hit and not get hit, move, do a spin and a punch and not get hit. Like, I love that. You know what I'm saying? I love just straight skills. And the guy he's fighting, I think he's Filipino.
Yeah, he is Filipino. That's right.
Yeah, so Francisco, actually, you know what I'm saying? And we're going to see what it is. And then you got Takeshi versus Francisco Vargas, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Junior lightweight.
Mm-hmm.
And,
right.
You know what I'm saying? You got Randy Carabello versus Lee Hackins, and you know what I'm saying? That's for another title. There's a lot of titles on the line.
Oh, yeah. I'm glad that they had a chance to regroup from Andre Ward and put in another top pound-for-pound fighter for that card because I think the fans, you know, kind of deserve that, especially being out in Vegas and
right.
you want another big name or big bout to help the card, even though the fight was going to sell anyway. I mean, like you said, it's going to be shown at a couple different MGM resort properties. So, I mean, the fight obviously is going to do well.
Oh, yes, sir. It has to be, you know what I'm saying, with everything that's going on and, you know what I'm saying, the middleweight belt and Cotto situation going on and, Oscar De La Hoya and his issues with Floyd. You know what I'm saying? Like,
oh boy, I couldn't wait for you. I was waiting for you to bring that one up.
You know what I'm saying? So, how you feel about all that, man? Like, you know, how you feel about
man.
It?
Well, you know I'm an Oscar guy. I mean, I'm always been an Oscar guy. And you know, everything he said was not a surprise to people who know him, because he's always felt that way about Floyd, even when
right.
he was fighting. I mean, he said that. And you can tell, even when these guys, you know, try to put a fight on together, well, I mean, even when they fought back in 07, I believe, you can tell these guys, at least on Oscar's side, does not really like Floyd.
Right.
And it wasn't a surprise to me. Actually, I expected him to come out a lot sooner with his, you know, his issues with Floyd. But, no, it was no surprise. It was an interesting read, you know, for DQ. Shout out to DQ.
Right.
My man Tone would like some sponsors. So if DQ's listening, you know, help us out.
You know, for real, man. We need that. We need that shot.
That's right. What you think
you
about? I mean, I know you know, you being out in Vegas, you're, you know, a Mayweather guy. What you think about that?
I just think, honestly, it's kind of kiddish. Because they
yeah.
both be throwing shots, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
A lot of below the belt type stuff. But I'm thinking, like, you guys, okay, y'all done made money together in the fight and also did business together because Floyd was fighting a lot of Golden Boy cats. And
right.
I need to – look, this is what they need to do. Not even get in the ring because both of y'all retired, but just have a little debate, man. Just have a little debate because
mm-hmm.
y'all going to have to – you know what I'm saying, come together and make money together because, you know what I'm saying, you're going to put the fighters against each other.
Absolutely.
So do it like that. That's how I look at it.
And I don't know, and I thought about this too. I don't know. I wonder if Oscar was working the whole deal, meaning, you know, building up this animosity even more because he knows Golden Boy's already established. But
right.
he knows in the back of his mind and the TMT camp is going to have some, obviously, some rising stars in the next few years.
Yeah.
So to kind of
exactly.
build up that animosity, well, okay, we're going to make some money out of this. I wonder if that's what Oscar was worth. Nah, genuine. I think Oscar genuinely doesn't like what Mayweather, but I don't know. What you think?
Yeah, I'll at least say that, man. I'll at least say that. Yeah, and it's a whole lot that goes into it. I mean, you go to the time they fight, and Floyd was really, really disrespecting De La Hoya
right.
like, to the point, like, I would have stole him,
right.
you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And
right.
And that's just how it is, but it's a lot of jealousy, a lot of bitter taste, and a lot of, I wish I could have did this and that. I really wanted to fight, you know what I'm saying? You on drugs, you know what I'm saying? You can't read. I mean, it's a whole lot that goes on with this.
Yeah, they go back and forth.
Like, all the time. And they do it all the time. But it's a whole lot that actually, that goes on. Like, it's
sure.
entertaining, but then again, it's like, at, you know, the part of me is like, come on, guys, y'all both rich, y'all arguing like y'all broke, you know what I'm saying? I mean, y'all bills be paid on time, you know what I'm saying?
That's right.
So it's
That's
like,
right.
y'all doing real good, but I mean, leave it to the fighters, and I mean, Don King and Bob Arum had this issue,
right?
You know, back then, you know what I'm saying? So we're gonna see what it is, man. We're really gonna see what it is, and I'm just ready for this fight, man. That's the only thing I can really say. I'm really
oh,
ready
man.
For the fight.
Oh, yeah.
Floyd beat both of them.
Yeah.
God, don't that
yeah,
hurt?
That's
like,
true. That's true.
He beat both
no, I mean, you gotta give him credit. And I mean, these two guys, I mean, there's no slouch in either one of these guys.
Not at all.
So for Floyd to say he beat both of these guys, I mean, that's quite an accomplishment. I mean, these guys are no joke in that ring. And you know, Cotto gave him a tough fight. You know, Cotto bruised him up a little bit, but, you know, Floyd, you know, clearly won. You know, Floyd moved great, you know, and counterpunched well. And, you know, of course, with Canelo, he was, you know, he just really, I think that was a great performance by Floyd against Canelo.
Yes, sir.
Because I really thought Canelo would pressure him, but, you know, Floyd did a great job, man. You can't take anything away from him. So I like to say that Canelo is a lot better now, but not to say he would beat Floyd, but, yeah, you got to give Mayweather credit for those wins, man.
Yeah, you have to. I mean, because when – I'm going to go backwards, because when he fought Canelo, man, basically he was beating him with the reach.
Yes.
Watch the fight closely. He was beating him with the reach. He was fighting like he was left-handed. If you really look at it, like I watched it today, actually, and he was fighting him like he was left-handed, meaning it was a lot of feinting. It was a lot of, you know what I'm saying, side stepping, a lot of footwork involved.
Yes.
And he was, I call it faking the play. Like he's going to hug him and all this and that and go to the body and boom, boom, boom. Just,
yeah.
He drummed him down. Like he literally broke Canelo down. And with Cotto, this one, Roger was training him. So he was more offensive.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? So that was a good fight as well. He made Floyd fight. He made him fight.
Oh, that was
and it wasn't
fight.
No catch
oh,
weight
to
all
fight.
You Pacquiao fans. It wasn't no catch weight.
Oh, yeah, that was a good fight. Yeah.
Yeah, so it's – golly.
And that – and
go ahead,
you
bro.
Bring up a great point, man, and that makes you wonder because Cotto – you know, and he did pretty well. And you make some wonder, will he have that same tactic against Canelo? Or will he stay back? Will he try to be ultra-aggressive?
Right.
You don't know, man. But I agree with you. This fight won't go 12 rounds, in my opinion.
I got it. The highest, it may go 10. It may go 10.
Okay.
It may go 10. I mean, like, okay, you notice a change when Canelo fought Angulo. How Canelo, that first punch,
right?
He came out, boom.
Oh yeah.
I'm like, uh-oh, we got a fight.
Right.
We got a fight. So, but then again, Canelo does get gas.
Yes.
That's another thing that we got to think about. He gets gas.
Right.
So
it's a great point.
Cotto's
been
there. Cotto, he know what it is.
Yeah, I mean,
and that is what it is. I mean, it's one of those. I got to cut you off. I got a message that I'm going to read from somebody that's very dear to the situation.
Okay.
And I'm going to read it right now. I
uh-oh,
think Oscar's...
everybody out there, tell them what
it is.
Everybody
read it right
in.
Now. Check this out, y'all. I think Oscar's pissed because Cotto wouldn't take a payday to give Canelo the win. Not that it was offered, but seems De La Hoya reaching in his bag of dirty tricks, trying to get Cotto off his game. Emotions can mess any fighter up, especially the money they were asking for. But Cotto seems to be handling it very well, unless something severe happens, like, I don't know, De La Hoya find an organ donor for alien Cotto's relative, making Cotto give Canelo the win, unless De La Hoya got a favor. And this is from somebody that actually knows him.
Okay.
But see, Cotto winning, she says she sees Cotto winning by decision, but what do I know? Hmm.
Hey, man, you know what, man? And whoever that is, and we not shout out to whoever she is, but you know what, man? She may have a great point. But Cotto is the kind of cat that I don't see getting off his game. He's very calm. He's very deliberate. I don't see him any kind of mind tricks that you know, Oscar may try to play before this fight. I don't see anything affecting Cotto. What do you think?
I'm feeling like you right now, man. I'm stuck. But also said, usually dudes have a price, but Oscar doesn't seem to have anything on Kodo, what Kodo wants. So,
right.
I'm talking to the person right now. Very reliable source, by the way. Very reliable source.
You know what? Well, that's what we're dealing with, hey. Between me and you, man, we don't deal nothing with nothing but the truth anyway.
You know what I'm saying? Very reliable, you know what I'm saying? And
I feel it.
And it's like it's wow. Hey,
can the person connect as a anonymous phone caller?
That's what I'm doing right now. I'm finna do this right. I just sent the message like, if she just can call,
that would
she
be
knows
great,
a
man.
Whole
oh
lot more than what's been like. Seriously,
that would be great. She only had to say her name.
Like she, well, like she, because she really knows. Like last, we had a debate. Yeah,
okay.
We had a debate. What fight was that? I totally forgot what it was. We had a debate, and that's how we kind of got. Matter of fact, it was Danny Garcia and Zab Zula. That fight,
okay.
We actually had a debate. And
uh-huh.
Ever since then, we've been cool.
Okay.
We've been cool.
Oh, man.
Yeah, we've been cool.
So what was that debate? Was that her or you going with Garcia or her going with Zab? Or?
It was basically like Zab. She watched Zab train for that fight. And and I was like, Danny Garcia gonna throw that hook or whatever, and she
right.
said he was knocking cats out and this and that.
I tell
and,
you what, second half of that fight, Zab put something on Garcia. I just want to throw that out there.
Oh yeah, true story, he did. But I think Zab was more hurt by the shots that. What Garcia threw. But he
okay.
was still on his feet. That knockdown didn't
yeah.
hurt, though, because he got back
no.
up.
Right.
But I did have Zab winning, but, you know, who knows, you know what I'm saying? But it was
right.
way closer. Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen, I'm actually talking to the person right now. But
no, I understand.
Yeah, so
that's great.
It was a close
Wait.
Fight, though.
Right.
It was a real
that's,
close fight.
And I don't know. I think there's a lot of dynamics going into this fight, of course. You know, with, of course, Kodo with Roach for the third fight, I believe, and on the Rock Nation for his second fight. And, of course, you got Canelo and the big machine that's Golden Boy, and he's the main stable guy in Golden Boy. He's the main man now.
Right.
So you got
is
two. I think in Golden, is there any, I don't think there's anybody bigger in Golden Boy than Canelo. Do you? I mean, I don't think it is anybody. Do you?
Who's in Golden Boy? I just had to think about that.
Yeah, and to me, there's nobody bigger in the Golden Boy stable. Than Canelo. It really is.
Okay, I'm finna go for the
Lemieux.
Fighter right now.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, David Lemieux. He's a good fighter, but he just lost.
Right.
Yeah, you got... I really think he's the main guy.
Right. They have... Let me see... Saddam Ali is. I don't like dude. As a boxer, I'm going to keep it real.
Yeah.
I don't like dude. Who else there?
He has. Yeah, I mean, I don't think there's anybody bigger than Canelo. As far as box office draws at this point, Canelo, I mean, in my opinion, along with. Of course, Kodo, and now that Mayweather's gone, I mean, I don't know. You got the rise of Triple G now, but who's the biggest bigger box office draw than Canelo right now? I don't know.
All right. Oh, man. They said She tried to call in, but it said no shows. Cause I like went off the air. So we still like going. Man. Block.
Oh, you are, okay?
Well, it's all good. But yeah, I just had that was actually, you know what I'm saying, McQueen, you know what I'm saying.
Okay.
Let me see. I should do another show Friday.
Okay.
I should do one tomorrow too.
How's thing about you off now?
Yeah, I'm off today, period.
No, I mean you off the air.
I'm still off. It's still good.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, folks out there. I'm still going, man.
But I'm in between, man. I need to go to the sports book and see what the odds on the fight.
Yes.
And we're going to see what it is, man. I can't wait. Saturday night, make sure y'all tune in. You know what I'm saying? It's gonna be something to watch. This is like history right here, and it's going to be on it cracking. Oh, big shout-out to Bushwick Bill that came to the club last night.
Oh,
shout-out to Bushwick Bill. Oh, my God, man. It was fun, man. Cool brother, man. Took a picture with him, me and my homeboy Ryan, man. I'll be posting up real soon. But Bushwick Bill is a funny dude.
Oh, man.
Yeah, dude. He off the hook, man. Like, for real. You know what I'm saying? But he's a dope brother, man. And shout-out to him and his crew that came out last night.
Wow.
And it's going to be dope, man. Saturday, chillingwithcheese.com. Make sure y'all check his show. Check his site out, man. My man be dropping knowledge, man. Shout out to everybody that's in, you know, saying in the media. Shout out to Top Rank. I'll be seeing you at the Cosmo on Friday. So,
oh, yeah.
That's about it, man. What you got going on, Cheese? Talk to his brother.
Not, man. I may try to get it. I was going to try to do a show tonight. I'm not sure yet, but I'll be trying writing a couple articles, little blog posts this week. So, you know, check out for that. And
you know what?
That's
not to cut you off though. You should though, because then I could tell that person to probably come to your show.
Oh yeah.
So
well, maybe I'll do that. Maybe I'll set it up.
All right. Let me see. Hey, this is how you supposed to do it, ladies and gentlemen. You know what I'm saying? Show don't stop. The connection don't stop. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
Well, and so this is what I do, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Anytime I see that somebody's actually doing work, I always, you know what I'm saying, try my best to reach out and help them out in any kind of way. That's the kind of person I am. And I don't ask for nothing back. So that's what kind of man I am. So, Cheese is a good dude, for real. So, make sure y'all
appreciate
support
it.
This show. But if you do the show tonight, dog, I'm going to stay on her bumper. So, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
You can make it happen.
That's
and,
right.
And she can't because she's at the gym right now.
Okay.
She's literally at the gym, like.
Yes, I think I know you're talking about.
Exactly. Cool. She said,
yep.
Sure. When and the number.
All right. So I guess I'll do it at 10 tonight, which is 7 your time.
Let me see. 7 p.m. our time. And you know your number?
No, I'll shoot it to both of y'all.
And, but I'm going to call you like as soon as it's over with, dude. Like,
okay.
I'm going to call you probably like in 5 minutes because I gotta holler at the homie right quick about another show on his show with an artist. Then I'm gonna hit you right back. But as soon as you hold on, your number's still the same though, right?
Yeah, the same calling number.
Yeah.
Well, the same. Yeah.
Hold on, I probably can go to your Facebook, your Twitter.
Yeah.
And,
well, I'll post it in the next half an hour because I'm gonna set it up real quick.
All right, then. Cool. That'll work,
man.
And
And I'll put the exact time. It may be 7:15 your time. I may do it that way.
Okay, then. That'll work.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Vegas time? Yes.
Yes.
And all right, man. We out. Chilling with T, all right, man. Hey, Jeff, are y'all? We're going to be doing a lot of stuff, man, so y'all be cool. Order the pay-per-view. Shout out to Golden Boy. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to keep it professional. You know what I'm saying? So, we out, man. We out. Peace, man. Check out T's show later on tonight, y'all. Straight up, man. We heading over there in a little bit. So check out T's show, man. We out, man. Peace.
Peace.